Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, I promised you we were going to talk about wisdom, and we are going to talk about wisdom, but I thought we would talk about it with a new guest, and we aren't able to hook up with that person. For some reason, we're having some technical difficulty getting that worked out, so you and I are going to continue to talk about it because I actually have thought about the concept of wisdom. See, I believe that in any particular thing that we engage with, any new idea, new person, issue, opportunity, challenge, thing, animated, unanimated object, whatever it may be, that we deal with those from the head, from the heart, and from the gut. We could engage with something from an intellectual standpoint. We could engage with something from an emotional standpoint, from the heart. And we could engage in something from the gut, from maybe some intuition, maybe some experience. And so in any given thing that you may interact with, any given, whatever it may be, I think we tend to first, we may hit all three of those, pretty quickly when we're dealing with it. And I think wisdom, and by the way, we get different readings from each one of those, right? Your head tells you something different from your heart. Your heart tells you something different from your gut. I think wisdom is knowing which one to listen to. I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I think wisdom, and I think it does help to have logged hours on the earth to gain that wisdom. But I think there are people who are wiser than the years. But I do believe that it's knowing which one to listen to at that time. And again, that's the thing about wisdom. It's not necessarily it's not etched in stone, is it? Because one time you may listen to your head today, and a year from now, the same thing might cause you to listen from your heart or your gut. But I think that's what wisdom is, I think, is knowing which one to listen to at the time. And one of the things that I think comes that's part of wisdom as a small business owner is understanding what you're good at and what you're not good at. But not only what you're not good at, but what you're good at, but that you don't that don't require your services anymore. You've heard that term, right? Somebody's been going to be fired, and the boss says, "John, we're not going to require your services anymore. You're being fired," right? That's one of the ways people let them go. We're not going to require your services anymore. Well, sometimes your business you're the owner, you're the founder, you own the company, you're pulling the strings, you're paying the bills, but there are some times when there are certain jobs where the company should say to you, "Sue, we're not going to require your services anymore." And the company, if it could, the company would fire you from those jobs because they would be saying to you, you don't have to do this job anymore. This is a job that you did first because it was the only time. It had never been done before in this company, and either A, you were the only one to do it, or B, you did it because it was a new job. Well, now it's not a new job. Now it's just a functionary job. You don't have to do that anymore. We're going to give that job to somebody else who can do it as well or better than you. And we're going to give you another job. We're going to give you a job that only you can do as the strategist, as the visionary, as the owner of the company, as the one who's back, on whose back the buck stops. So that's that. I think that's wisdom as a small business owner, where you allow your business to fire you from jobs that you don't have to do anymore. Give them to somebody else and promote you, elevate you to jobs that probably a job that maybe has never been done before in the company. Another one of those kinds of jobs, maybe something you've got on your mind, something you've been thinking about. You're not sure it's going to be the right something that you'll keep, but you want to do it. Probably a little more along the lines of the CEO assignments you've been hearing me talk about in the past. Probably more along the lines of that, where you spend you have less time required of you to do grunt work, to do functionary work that we all do as small business owners. And more time to focus on vision, to focus on where the company is going. And I think if you're going to be a wise small business owner, that's what you'll accomplish. And I've heard people disagree with me about the timing of this. But I'm encouraging every small business owner to write your resume out. Do a resume for yourself and identify all the things that you can do. And go through that resume and say, okay, which one of these things that I know how to do I not no longer have to do? Is it no longer required for me to do? And move those to the side, take them off your resume, put them over under job description, take those jobs that you don't have to do anymore, put them over on another sheet of paper, and call it for now somebody else's job description. Later you can add Bill or Sue or Larry or Bob or whoever and call it their job description, or add it to their other job descriptions. But it no longer belongs to you. Pull that off. Even if you have to keep doing it for a little while, take it off of your resume, and then add to your resume those things, as I said, those things that you would like to be able to do, like having more time for visioning, more time to attend conferences, that where industry discussions are being had on where the industry is going, where your business is going, more time to network, perhaps, whatever it may be. But remember, folks, this is about wisdom. Can you be wise enough to listen to what you know needs to be done, and that is to be aware of needing to promote yourself, fire yourself from old jobs, and promote yourself to new jobs. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.